He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the June 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have a mixed market. I think the market is kind of in wait and see mode, and I'll tell you why here in a moment. Right now, the Dow is down 9 points. That puts it at 25,307. The S&P 500, on the other hand, is up 3 points. That puts it at 2,782. The NASDAQ is up 11 points. That puts the NASDAQ at 7,656. The small cap index up again. It's been the small caps and the NASDAQ that have really been roaring here recently, which I guess you could say is the risk-on area of the market. We have crude oil down a little bit here this morning. Crude oil is down 53 cents to $65.21. per barrel. Gold is down $1.40 per ounce to $13.04. Silver up 18 cents to $16.92. The euro up a little bit here against the dollar. What are those all important interest rates doing this morning? The 10-year is up 2 basis points. It now sits at 2.97%. And Bitcoin taking it on the chin again today. Now it's under 7,000, 6,762, down $11.66 per coin. I hope you heeded my warnings on Bitcoin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had a big weekend in the sports world. I've got to mention Justify. I told you that horse was a monster, easily winning the Triple Crown. I mean, nobody even touched him. That's a horse. Nobody's going to pass that horse. You go try to pass him, he'll bite you. He is a fierce competitor, quite an athlete, and of course, Bob Baffert does it again, 2 Triple Crowns in his lifetime. And Mike Smith, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, the jockey of Justify. And the good news is that Justify is going to continue racing, which is unusual. Usually they send him right to the breeding shed. He's worth $75 million now as a stallion, but they're going to continue racing him, which is a bit of a risk. And, of course, the Warriors complete the sweep of the Cavaliers. What's this have to do with your portfolio? Nothing. But it's still interesting. I never expected the Warriors to sweep the Cavaliers. Well, last week was the strongest week in the market since March of this year. Okay, well, this is now June. We've got 19 days left in the quarter, and then the second quarter of 2018 will come to an end. The bean counters will start counting the beans, how many beans were left over after everybody was paid, including Uncle Sam. Were there more beans left over than the analyst expected, or were there less beans left over than the analyst expected? And that will be the beginning of another earnings season. That's about 4 to 5 weeks away. In the meantime, a lot of times the market will drift a little bit in between earnings seasons, unless we get some continued good news on the economy, which we've been getting, like that big jobs report a week ago Friday. And the biggest news that could come out of this week, and we'll see what happens, of course, is what's going on today in Singapore. Wow. History in the making. President Trump is in Singapore for a summit with Kim Jong-un that will discuss North Korea's denuclearization. Now, this is the fourth time that North Korea has promised to denuclearize. The other three attempts failed. All of Kim's predecessors, family members, his family tree. So there's a lot of skepticism about this one. But I can just say, as a market observer, doesn't matter which side of the aisle you sit on, and I continue to observe that this market, the stock market that is, wants Trump's economic agenda to stay in force. They want Trump's agenda to stay in force at the midterm elections this year and in 2 years when those presidential elections come up again. And the market does ebb and flow with his probability of being reelected. And this would obviously be a big, big feather in President Trump's cap if he were able to pull this one off with North Korea. Would it help his reelection chances? Well, it'd probably give a big boost to it. So I think the market is on hold right now, fingers clenched, waiting to see what happens in Singapore. So I think the market very quiet right now as they await news out of Singapore. Will Kim Jong-un get up and walk out of the meeting minutes into it, throw up his arms and say, I've had it, I'm out of here? Or do they want a McDonald's bad enough in Pyongyang? He says, hey, we want a Walmart here, we want McDonald's. It looks like he gets plenty of cheeseburgers, that guy, but they want westernization. Maybe he's seen the light. I don't know. We'll only see. World markets are also holding their breath. Japan up 0.5%. Hong Kong up 0.33%. Europe up 0.75%. All kind of watching this historic meeting in Singapore. And of course, once that news is passed, then the market will start looking forward to the Federal Reserve decision on Wednesday. And I believe this is the week they will raise interest rates another 0.25%. I think it's almost a sure thing. Now, last week also ended a bit of a sour note, the G7 food fight that went on over trade. Trump complaining that, hey, Canada's throwing 100% tariffs on our milk and dairy products, and they're complaining about tariffs, Mr. Trudeau. And he's taken a lot of heat for that. We'll see where that all ends up. We do begin the new week with nothing really settled in the trade war issue. In fact, if anything, it seems to be escalating. So, I don't know. The market doesn't want tariffs, that's for sure. But at the same time, the market wants the Trump agenda to stay in place. So, I mean, does this help his popularity? Does it hurt his popularity by standing tough on trade? Well, Italy is not discussing leaving the euro anymore. 2 weeks ago, you never know what you're going to wake up to. 2 weeks ago, we woke up to the news that there was chaos in the Parliament of Italy. There was a big Italian drama going on. Italy was threatening to leave the euro, go back to their own currency. Well, that seems to have all now blown over. Italy's government has no intention of leaving the euro and plans to focus on cutting debt levels. Well, I wish we could get that same kind of resolve. The position of Italy is clear and unanimous, explaining he would present new economic forecasts and government goals in September, and that Italy's debt commitments were fully sustainable. And that is helping the euro today. That's helping the European markets, which have come under some fire. And we're seeing European financials and, in particular, Italian banks rally on the news. But while things are looking good in Italy, the pound is on watch amid a Brexit bill vote. The pound could be in for a wild ride this week as the UK's Brexit bill goes to a vote in Parliament. Well, this could be a crazy week. We've got the Fed decision. We've got Trump in Singapore, and we've got a big Brexit vote coming up. In the meantime, how's our economy going? We continue to be on recession watch all around the world because that will lead into the next bear market. So when we come back, we'll take a look at some big economies around the world, including our economy. Are we headed for recession and the end to this current 9-year-plus bull market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I got an update on our appointment calendar in Dallas. It's filling up very, very quickly. We will be there June 27th. That's a couple weeks from now. Until Saturday, June 30th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll be at the Embassy Suites by Dallas Love Field. The address is 3880 West Northwest Highway. I'll have my planner along with me. He'll ask you a few key questions, and then we'll talk about how we might be able to help you. It helps if you bring your current statements with you. We can look at those, see what you're doing now. We're setting up one-hour appointments on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that workshop on Saturday at 8:30 a.m., that's a free workshop. Come on down, but you got to have a reservation. You can call us at 855-611-BEST to make an appointment or to reserve a seat to the workshop. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. All right, let's take a look around the world here today. Obviously, Singapore is the biggest geopolitical event going on in the world today. Any kind of good news out of North Korea, I think, would be very bullish for the market, because it would be very bullish for the Trump administration, which the market wants to stay in, whether you want the market, whether I want Trump to stay in, whether you want Trump to stay in, the market wants his agendas to stay in. So I think that a good news day out of North Korea would send the market higher. And conversely, I think if one side or the other storms out of the meeting and no progress is made, I think that would be a negative for the market. Well, we have some economic news. I'll tell you, as we look around the world, and last week I really made a big point of this. I made a big point of it in my newsletter, too, over the weekend. I go through every single little item that I can find related to economies around the world, companies around the world, the stock markets around the world, and I try to piece together this puzzle called the global economy. And there certainly has been a trend here recently that stands out to me. It would seem, other than China, just about every other economy around the world is sluggish right now. Europe continues to show signs of continued sluggishness. Now, you know, that applies if you've got a 401k. A lot of times these 401ks will offer exposure to Europe, exposure to emerging markets, which also are not doing very well at the current time. Exposure to even Latin America, maybe, which is really reeling at the current time. Where's the strength right now? And this is important to know if you're allocating your 401k or your thrift savings plan at work. The strongest economy in the world right now is the U.S. other than China. The Atlanta Fed raises its U.S. second quarter GDP, which will be reported here soon, their view to 4.6%. Now, that's their view. That's not the actual number. That's what they're expecting. But if we were to get 4.6%, I heard someone on CNBC or Fox Business the other day mentioning 5%, a possible 5% print for this quarter that we are, that ended actually, 336? No, that will end in 3 weeks. So 4.6% is what the Atlanta Fed tracker is predicting. That's not the kind of numbers that lead up to a recession. Now, we always remain on recession watch because we know that recessions and bear markets are very much correlated, but we still continue to see no signs of any looming recession out there on the horizon, at least in the U.S. economy. If you remember, last week we saw Japan actually report a negative quarter, which has not happened in quite some time. So It is a global economy, but most of us are invested here in the U.S., and the U.S. continues to do well. German industry output, exports fall in April. That's a continued trend. We've seen Italy, we've seen Germany, we've seen France, we've seen even the U.K. continue to report weak numbers. In my opinion, it's because they're relying upon monetary policy alone, low interest rates, and they continue to move towards socialism, while America is hanging on to its capitalistic economy. And you're seeing this sluggish, just crawling along growth in the Eurozone. Well, J.P. Morgan is an outlier. They say oil prices are headed lower this year and next. Contradicting conventional wisdom, J.P. Morgan says crude oil prices are heading for a downturn late. Now, this is one opinion, and will sink even lower next year as supply and demand fundamentals weaken. Well, there obviously has been a bloom coming off the rose of the rally in the oil stocks. I maybe have a 5% exposure in my portfolios to the energy patch. I cut one last week out of one of my portfolios, and I continue to watch the remaining energy stocks that I own very, very carefully. You know, it's difficult. Companies that are tied to a commodity, they ebb and flow with the price of that commodity, which makes them even more unpredictable. You know, it's one thing to predict sales of a product that remains fairly stable in price, but in the oil markets, not only do you have the ebb and flow of supply and demand, you have to try to predict the cost, the price of the underlying commodity, and they become very cyclical stocks. There's times to own them, and there's times to not own them. And it's been a good time to own them over about the last 6 months. Is that time coming to an end? Maybe. We'll watch it very closely, one stock at a time. I still own maybe 5-6 stocks in the energy patch. But J.P. Morgan says oil prices headed lower. Now, I have to say, that's an outlier. Most of the analysts think that oil prices are headed higher, given the situation in Iran, given the situation in Venezuela, and given the fact that OPEC seems to be sticking together on holding back production. The cryptocurrencies were punished yesterday. Bitcoin down 10%. Man, I'm telling you, this GBTC, which is an ETF that tracks the cryptocurrencies, this thing was $38.75 in December. I was warning in January, this is bad, bad, bad. It's gone from $38.75 clear down to $11.40 per share. And to me, it looks like it's headed a lot lower, those cryptocurrencies. I hope you heeded my warning. I've got some individual stocks to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I see a couple of stocks here that catch my attention today as I poured through the news reports and this and that and analyst upgrades and earnings coming in and dividends being declared and lots of different things flying around in the markets every day that is after the markets close and before they open. And even during the market, that's what it takes to be a full-time money manager in the water up to our neck looking at all the various things. But one, a couple things that stand out to me today. You know, a lot of companies are moving toward a subscription model. Well, obviously, Netflix, you know, subscription model, Amazon, subscription model. A couple of stocks that I own have recently moved, within the last few years, gone to a subscription model. So it evens out their income. Instead of relying upon one-time sales or repeat sales, they have that money coming in every month from those subscribers. One of the companies that did it and has been very successful, I mean, I think they're a new company. I think they're one of the great growth stocks out there, and that's Adobe Systems, which I continue to own in my premier growth portfolio. I saw another company go to a subscription model recently in Intuit, which does the books, Quicken Books, or QuickBooks. And the tax software, they've gone to a subscription model. What does that mean? Well, you pay every month. They go in and debit your bank account. And in exchange for that, you get unlimited access to their software and all the upgrades, which are ongoing, continual upgrades being made to the software. Well, for the first time, Electronic Arts symbol EA will let people subscribe to play its newest PC games, embracing a model analysts believe could eventually change how people access and select which games to play. The company plans to charge $15 a month or $100 annually for access to more than 100 of its games, as well as some titles from other publishers, with the launch date slated for this summer. Well, EA has already been a best stock now on and off over the years. And let's just take a look at how it ranks right now. But I see the stock reacting very favorably to this news. I see a chart of EA that is all of a sudden energized. EA has been going sideways since late January of this year when the market swooned. EA went sideways, and all of a sudden, in the last week or two, EA is starting to emerge out of that sideways base and begin lift off into an uptrend. Now, we don't know how far that uptrend will carry it, but that's a very energized chart right now. EA does not pay a dividend yield, so it is a pure growth stock. You could not make a case for this in an income and growth portfolio. You could make a case for it in any kind of a pure growth portfolio, however. It is a large cap stock. It's a smaller large cap stock. It's $43 billion, all right? It's not Apple at $850 billion. But neither is it a little small or mid-cap stock. It's at the lower end of the large cap range at $43 billion. Is it one of the great growth stocks of our time? Well, let's take a look and see how it's done over the years. Over the last 10 years, let's go 5 years. 10 years, it has beat the market. 10 years is 11.6% per year are the returns to the shareholders of Electronic Arts, which has changed its name to EA. Over the last 5 years, listen to these returns. Okay, an investor in EA, remember there's no dividend here, this is all capital appreciation. An investor in EA has received 43.6% per year returns, while the market's delivered just 11. Well, that's almost fourfold the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years. That makes a big difference. That's a lot of alpha. Over the last 3 years, EA has tripled the returns of the S&P 500. It's averaged 30% per year, while the market's averaged just 10. However, over the last 12 months, EA, like I said, has kind of been consolidating and moving in a sideways mode. EA is up 20% over the last 12 months. Not bad. The market's up 14. But now I see EA starting to accelerate once again. No guarantees that we'll follow through. I'm just giving my observations here. Now let's take a look. EA gets a performance grade of, think of those judges there on So You Think You Can Dance or Dancing with the Stars. They turn their cards around. EA gets a performance grade of A. All right, that's pretty good. Momentum grade right now is B+. It's a little bit soft, but it's beginning to pick up steam. Now, let's take a look at evaluation of EA. EA does $5 billion a year in revenue, in sales. EA is currently trading at about $139 per share. It's got a forward P.E. ratio of 24 right now against an expected growth rate of about 15% per year. I think that 15% per year might be a little low now that they're moving to a subscription model. And we can also take a look at their last 5 years, use that as a little bit of a gauge. They've been growing their earnings at 34% per year over the last 5 years. And the stock is currently trading at 24 times forward earnings. It's trading at a discount to its past growth rate. When I take EA's earnings estimates of $5.68 next year, extrapolate them out over the next several years, and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a leisure slash technology stock, I get a target price on EA of $240 per share. That's 5 years down the road. The stock is currently trading at $140. That gives it some pretty decent upside potential from this level. EA currently comes in at number 189 out of 5,176. 7 days ago, it was number 77. So EA currently is ranked as a best stock now, especially in that large cap growth arena. And I've seen other companies move to this subscription model, and I've seen the stocks really get a lot of new life when that happens. So we'll see. EA currently a best stock now. It's an example. It's not a recommendation. It's an example of combining two different types of criteria, one being momentum and performance and alpha, which CEA has been delivering, and the other one is a valuation that you can still make a case for. And I can. And when I combine those two together and I look at a very energized stock chart, EA currently fits the bill as a best stock. Now, no guarantees going forward, but it has the criteria that I like in my best stock now system, which I will be explaining at length at my workshop on Saturday, June the 30th at 8:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel, Love Field in Dallas. Maybe you can hone your own stock picking skills. You know what? I think you'll come away a lot better, more confident investor, and saying, you know what, it's really, there's just a lot of math and logic here. Why would I want to own a company that's growing by 2% a year when I can own a stock that's growing by 34% per year? Isn't that just common sense? And then the whole valuation issue, well, we'll get into that at the workshop. 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th.
We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we looking at constantly on the search for best stocks now. You know, the first thing you have to get right, obviously, is your asset allocation. How much do you want to have in the bond market? How much do you want to have in the stock market? And to me, that comes down to the conditions in the world. How are the economies going? What's the current valuation? How is earnings growth? What's GDP like in the world, in the country? And on the other hand, the bond market, it's all interest rate sensitive. And which way is the wind blowing in each of those asset classes right now? And where do you want to have the majority of your assets? There's times when I don't want to have any money in certain asset classes. Well, in the stock market, last week I featured a couple of retail consumer discretionary stocks. I'll tell you what, the consumer, that was the subject of my newsletter over the weekend. If you didn't get it, I put about 12 hours into it. It was my observations for the week, my internal research. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to read through that every week. But I featured several and gave several examples of consumer discretionary stocks showing that, gee, the consumer, which makes up about 80% of the economy, seems to be doing just fine right now. Well, let's take a look at another. Last week I featured Five Below, and the day after I featured it, the stock exploded to the upside. The next day it continued. That's just luck. I didn't have any knowledge of, I just knew that it was a very strong, good, undervalued, performing stock out there. I also featured last week, what else did I feature? Oh, I featured Ollie's Bargain Outlet, which has also been a pretty good performer. Another one that's on my radar right now is At Home Group. The symbol is HOME. Phone Home. Phone Home At Home Group is headquartered in Plano, Texas. We'll be there in about 3 weeks, pretty close to there. At Home Group operates 151 home decor stores across 34 states and 65 markets, averaging about 110,000 square feet per store. Now listen to this earnings growth over the last four quarters. This stock came public in 2016 at about $10 per share. It's now at $39 per share. Here's their last four quarters of earnings growth. Earnings up 80%, earnings up 133%, earnings up 79%, earnings up 63%. This is one of the top performing stocks of the entire market. It is a small cap stock. It's $2.4 billion in market capitalization. There's more risk in small cap stocks. In my small cap, mid cap portfolios, I try to own about 30 in a portfolio in order to spread my risk around, because the risk goes higher as the market cap goes lower. That's been my observations over the years. An Apple at $950 billion is not as risky. Oh, there's still risk. Is not as risky as a $2 billion company. You know, the big guy can sit on the little guy and squash him just about any time he wants to. And these little guys usually struggle to gain market share. However, At Home has done a pretty good job. Over the last 12 months, Home is up 68%. While the market is up 14%. The stock was up 107% last year. And it's up 28% this year. But can we make a case for it from a valuation point of view? It's definitely got some momentum going on here, even though it's only been a publicly traded company since 2016. It currently has a relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 of 94. On a valuation basis, the stock is currently trading at 25 times forward earnings, and that against a growth rate of about 25%, meaning it's trading at about right at its growth rate. 1.05 is what I get as a forward PE ratio. I have a $72 target price. The stock is currently at 39. It's been ranked as high as number 75 recently. It was 168 3 months ago. It's currently ranked at number 426. I currently do not own At Home, but I've been watching these consumer discretionary stocks just take off. And this is one that also has those best stocks now characteristics of alpha performance momentum and a valuation that makes sense, and I would say a very vibrant and lively stock chart. They reported earnings last week. They beat their earnings estimates, and that's given some new life, new highs, new breakout, no guarantees, just an example of what I like to see in best stocks now. Anyways, if you'd like to talk to us about money management, if you're not happy with your asset allocation, if you're not happy with your stodgy old stocks of yesteryear, if you're missing out on the great growth stocks of today, and if your advisor has no plan when this thing starts to go south eventually, which it will. I turned bullish on March 27th, 2009. I'm a market timer. I continue to keep my ear to the ground, listening for that freight train coming around the track, which last time took 53% out of the S&P 500. What's your advisor's plan when the U.S. economy starts to go in a recession and earnings start to recede and stocks start to sell off? What's their plan? The same plan they had in 09, 08? The same plan they had in 2000, 2001, stay the course? I don't know. But I'm on guard every single day watching for that slowdown, that eventual slowdown. It's already hit the bond market, but it will eventually hit the stock market. I am not a boglehead. I do not believe in writing indexes down 53% when we go into recession. Anyways, you can talk to me. Talk to my team, GundersonCapital.com. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.